Looking for the pattern. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all look for patterns in these shootings, something that might help us predict them. According to the Washington Post, San Bernardino qualifies as the 355th mass shooting so far this year in which more than four people were killed or wounded. But as for the pattern, that's the really disturbing part. It seems to be angry people who don't care if they die, armed with very powerful weapons, who catch their victims completely by surprise, and who in many cases had no previous criminal history. What does that tell you? That this could happen anywhere, to anybody. Yesterday, watching the police with their mini street tanks running down those residential streets, it looked like a military patrol in Baghdad, and the chief acknowledged the feeling of insecurity.
We understand people are scared, and we understand that there's concern there may be more folks out there. Rest assured, we are doing everything we can. We have brought every single asset to the table.
But I think even he would admit there is no protection from the angry, crazy, desperate person who plans a surprise attack with powerful weapons. It's true that statistically speaking, your actual risk of being a victim of one of these calamities is very small. But that small risk is a pesky little risk. It perches on your shoulder. It's always there when you drop a kid off at school, or you walk into a movie theater or a shopping mall or an office party. Because we know that every day, someone, be it thieves, terrorists, careless gun dealers, clueless relatives, someone is arming the enemy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.